भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
वेलकम वेलकम एवरीवन टू दिस सिक्स्थ पार्ट of our Kirtan experience online in depth course. I thank all of you who have been with us from the start, and I greet all of you who have come later or for this session. Today, I would like to speak about the two dimensions of Kirtan and bring you into the second dimension, the deeper level, the next level in Kirtan. Kirtan really is maybe like an ocean. When you look from one perspective on the ocean, you see the waves make crests and valleys. If you look on from another perspective, you might see the rich world underwater, coral reefs, fishes who swim at different levels within the ocean. And if you go to the bottom of the ocean, you might find pearls and even jewels. So, Kirtan has also these two dimensions. One is the surface, and the other refers to the depths. On the surface level, it's music. It has rhythm, pace, pitch. It can be done on this pitch. Like all music, or this pitch. It carries an atmosphere, especially when you introduce raga to the singing. Rhythm, melodies, All this you find common on the with all music, and you know this type of music is used, for instance, in therapy. There are drumming sessions, there's music therapy, because it is known that even this first level has a tremendous effect. It rewires you. The musical dimension wires our brains for deeper levels of experience and understanding, and in this way, a more connected life. I remember once being invited in Belgrade to a hospital for mentally challenged patients, and we did kirtan there, and the therapists liked it so much because already in the first session the patients calmed down. And then to conduct the experiment further, I think twice a month we were invited to introduce kirtan, and it was an experiment, or let us say an exploration, which went on, I know, a minimum of half a year, and then the ones who conducted the experiments were so much convinced that they introduced music therapy. Yes, on the first level, in the first dimension, kirtan is music. And already this dimension, I would like to call it the surface dimension of the ocean of kirtan, has tremendous potencies to, yes, help you to come in a different state of mind. I would like, before I go with you into the second dimension, to request all of you to sing the first kirtan of this session, that is the kirtan, and just enter the music dimension. We will just sing now together. We will have a drum. We have karatals, this instrument, and a harmonium, and our voices and our awareness, which we use to receive the sound vibration. Please all participate in this first kirtan, because this is our launch pad, our starting point to go into the even deeper dimension of the kirtan experience today. I must say, I'm so inspired to lead you in this journey. I was all day, I had a lot of things to do, but I was always thinking, oh, when does the kirtan experience start? Because I'm really up to something special today. But please let us start the journey by stepping out of our house. The first step in the journey is always the step out of the house. With this I mean our daily our daily mind. Let us put it together. Let us put it on the side now, and just let us chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You should be able to find the text in the comment section, but please only use the text for the first few lines. It's always the same text, and then try to sing it by heart. start with a long om. Deep inhale. Everyone now. Exit the house of your day and start this most exciting journey with the first step, that is to simply sing and receive the sound vibration. Everybody please. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Because the journey will be long or far, I want to say, I unfortunately have to go on to lead you to the next steps. So the first dimension of kirtan is music and singing, which has the extraordinary ability to rewire our brains for an experience of a different sort, so that we can come to deeper levels of understanding. But there is a deeper dimension. I would like to call it the sacred dimension. or the spiritual dimension. The dimension of the spiritual heart, where a divine encounter can take place. For this, the one who stops the entry to the temple of the sacred space inside has to go. It is the ego. The ego binds us to this world and to a false concept of ourselves. A concept that is based around I, me, and mine, but in a totally mistaken way. A little while ago, I participated online in a beautiful conference on inner peace, where a shaman of the Dakota tribe, that's a Native American tribe, spoke about how we have separated ourselves from reality. He said, we say, I grow food, but it's wrong. Food grows me. We say, I control the environment and nature, but it's wrong. I'm part of nature. By this separated concept of I, me, and mine, we have divorced ourselves from our roots. Also from our, not only our material roots, I would like to add, the nature that surrounds us, of which we are part, but also of our spiritual nature. With this I mean ourselves as spiritual entities, spiritual beings that are connected with the higher spiritual reality, the spark inside, which is part of the huge fire. So the ego has to go, and therefore in the traditions there are four recommendations. I have given it the acronym STOP. It means the first S stands for service, like that of the humble grass on the path, which sacrifices itself to nourish the cows, which gives us a ground to walk on. The T stands for tolerance. Be patient. Let others also have their place and their way. The O stands for open yourself, no? Or offer respect to others, especially to the sacred, the divine, the Lord. And the P stands for pay respect, no? By respect, you can see things which you have never seen before. The Latin word respectare means to look again. With the respect is not some social, we don't mean a social formality. We mean to look again at reality from another perspective. So the ego has to go, and that happens when we do service during kirtan by singing, really almost like an offering, of ourselves. In a humble state of mind, the tradition encourages us. The kirtan can be done when we have tolerance in our life, patience, when we learn to sometimes let go and open ourselves for something new that comes. And finally, P, pay respect. But I would say even more important, or let us say, giving all this a lot of life, is one little quality which in Sanskrit language is, let me first say it in English, eagerness. You know, this, the ancient wisdom traditions have these beautiful languages which really mean something. The Sanskrit word for eagerness is utkanta. Ut means out. For instance, you find it again in the word utsahan. It means out of your normal mind. That is enthusiasm. Utsahan means enthusiasm. Or utsava, a festival. Yes. Then the second, the meaning for eagerness says it all. Utkanta means out of your collar. Kanta means your collar or your neck, and utkanta means you stretch yourself out of your neck. It's eagerness. Like I have seen this, I once waited for a whole van with my Russian friends. They had come. So a long, long way. So I went to the gate of our little ashram, and I was there on the road, and I was very eager to receive them. So I went into the utkanta mode. I stretched my neck in eagerness. When are they coming? When are they coming? And then I noticed, oh, down, very far down the road, the van is visible. This must be my van with my Russian friends. So yes, eagerness gives life to everything. Devotion, anticipation of a meeting, eagerness for it. I would like to read you, before we make a practice out of this, a very nice poem from a master of kirtan. His name is Vidyapati. He's made a beautiful song, kirtan song actually, expressing the eagerness. I will translate it for you in English. O Madhava, that's one of the many, many names of Krishna. I offer myself to you along the tulasi leaves and the sesame seeds. I give my whole self to you in service. Yeah, that's the first S in our little stop formula. Serve, sacrifice, or offer yourself, offer something, no? I know that you are kind and you will not reject me. When you consider my character, you will find many faults. There is not a lot of virtue in me. But you are the Lord of the universe. The world is yours. And I, a poor man, am also within your world, so I am also yours. Again and again, according to my past karma, Let me be born as a man, a woman, an animal, a bird, a worm, or an insect. But let my mind always rest in you. You are the miraculous means to cross over the ocean of rebirth. Allow me to hold on to you, O friend of the poor. This and so many, many, many other kirtans give us an idea of the eagerness of the heart, the spiritual dimension, which is even deeper than the musical dimension. Let your soul sing in kirtan. Let your heart be opened in kirtan. And this will give your practice wings to fly. At the end, I would love to sing a kirtan with you, which is very beautiful. I would like to request you to do something very nice that brings you into the sacred space. That is, while you sing, do two things. Concentrate your attention into the heart area, unless you have a pacemaker, because you will see something happening. And then withdraw your thoughts from the knots, the knot of the ego, that is materially attached thoughts. The spiritual master of my own spiritual teacher, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, says on this point, these two points, one achieves perfection in the chanting of mantra when one keeps the vibrated sound within his heart and controls or withdraws his materially attached mind. I'm reading this from an ancient book, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, for you. So two things. Let us enter the more spiritual dimension by really going into our hearts with our attention. As we said, there is an there's a knot, so to say, much more strong than this one. the knot of the ego. The Sanskrit scripture says, Hridaya Grantis, the knot which knots, binds us to the illusory world of I, me, and mine. But if we just leave this attachment to this world for a moment, by just bringing our attention away and into the vibration in the heart, you will see something wonderful will happen. All of a sudden, you are in the other dimension of kirtan, the dimension which is comparable really to leaving the surface of the ocean and entering the rich underworld of the ocean, where all these beautiful things and beings wait to be discovered. Our mantra which we will chant is just very simple: Radha Govinda Radhe. You will find this in the comment box, and please use this as long as required. But it also is good if you have it, if you can remember or recall it, then you just sing and chant it on your own. Kindly center yourself for a moment. Focus on your in and outgoing breath. Then gently, if you are confident already with the mantra, bring your attention to your heart space. If you require to look at the comment section, then learn the mantra, and when you have learned it, close your eyes also and keep the vibration in your heart. Sing from your heart. Stay in the heart. And whenever your mind leaves that space and goes back to your everyday thoughts, which more often than not turn around the I and me world, just withdraw it from this world and bring it again into the kirtan space. Remind ourselves that while this kirtan is sung by us, we want to keep the sound vibration safely in our heart space, and we want to withdraw our mind from any materially attached or knotted or bound thoughts. Please sing with me now.
Hey, Radha Govinda Raye, Radha Govinda Raye, Radha Govinda Raye. Radha Govinda Radhe, Radha Govinda Radhe, Radha Govinda Radhe,
Radha Go. Radha Govinda Radhe, 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 Radha Govinda Radhe,
Hai Bol,
Radha Govinda,
Hai Bol, Jai Govinda,
Radha Govinda. राधे राधा गोविंद 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 राधे
I request you again to bring your attention into the heart space and let this beautiful kirtan resonate there. Everybody,
Radha Govinda.
Does help. You can imagine that you sing with the mouth and the mood in the heart. Please, everyone, join me again.
Radha Govinda.
There was once a guard. He guarded a temple in Jatipur. The temple was lying on top of the sacred Govardhan hill. This guard, whose name was Pyari, was a simple man. He was a lance bearer. And every evening, around 9 o'clock, when the temple closed, he came up the mountain with his lance to stand there and guard the temple. Yes. These were difficult times, where temples were plundered by foreign invaders. The jewels, which were meant to decorate the Lord on the altar, were stolen. Everything of value was taken. And Pyari stood there. His lens showed no entry for thieves in the night. Now, to spend the long time from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning, when the temple services were resumed, he sang with his hoarse voice devotional chants. One evening, there was a very famous kirtan singer who knew how to sing according to the proper raga, this proper rhythm, this proper pitch and tempo, complex musical patterns, changes, so-called breaks. He could mesmerize an audience and the whole village, plus his many admirers, try to fit into the temple. Govinda Swami, that was his name, gave a memorable concert. It became a little late. So at 9:15, not at 9 o'clock, he finally stopped his recital and he went with a large crowd which had fitted into the inner courtroom, and everywhere they sat on the walls, everywhere. They came out of the temple and there was Pyari standing with his lens, and he had started already his singing service, and he was singing Radhe Govinda Radhe, very wrong time of type of intonation, very coarse voice, untrained voice, and he was then when Govinda Swami saw him as he passed, he said, "This was a concert of music. We should offer the best. Stop your agitating noise here." Pyari was thunderstruck. "Yes. Henceforward, do not sing any longer. It's a disturbance. It breaks the musical taste." Govinda Swami's word was weighty. So Pyari cried the night, but he did keep even his sobbing to himself. Now in the morning, the first services started in the temple, and one of the priests came to do his ceremonies, rituals, before the deity who was standing on the altar. Deity, something like this. And he started to notice something. The large eyes of the Lord were red. He was on a high level of communication. He asked, "Your eyes are red?" "Yes," answered Nachi, the name, one of the many, many names. "I couldn't sleep all night." "Now, why not?" "Well, after that concert of Govinda Swami, I expected Pyari to sing my song so that I could sleep, but he was chastised by Govinda Swami to not sing, and therefore I was not getting his devotion, and I could not fall asleep." So in the evaluation, that's from that day on, Pyari was informed, "Sing, sing, sing." Maybe not so loud, but sing. This is an often quoted story in the tradition when we try to find out what is more important, the musical taste in kirtan or the other dimension which we can call the sacred dimension, the relational dimension, where we enter into a divine communion. And it is said, the bhava or the devotional mood is more important, but then try to also sing nice. So music is not discarded. Try to offer the best, but first things first. So I wanted to just say this because it is so important in the Kirtan tradition that this these two dimensions of Kirtan are always mentioned. I realize that some of you are not approaching Kirtan from the angle of a particular spiritual tradition. No problem. But even then, even for you, this mantra is good. Service, be patient in your life, wait for the divine experiences to come, open yourself up, and finally, P, which stands for pay respect. No? Look again at your world. Look again at your relationships, and you might discover things you have previously overlooked. And to do this in a simple way, we have a new practice. Keep the sound vibration in the heart and go away from the movements of the old mind, the materially bound mind or attached mind. I want to end here with a few announcements. So, see you next Tuesday, June 22nd at 8 p.m. Central European Time. I really want to say that this is, we are doing something, we are forming something. I have been requested to put this down in some written form, and I'm presently doing this, so I hope to give you as my present after this 8 weeks course something really substantial that you can take along with you. First, then I need to greet a special guest. Oh yeah, Hedwig, herzlich willkommen. Ich habe gerade gehört, dass du da bist. This is a 5-year-old one, so I had to greet in the German language. Also, one participant's dog is leaving this body today. So, on the request of this participant, I have to request you to send a good thought and maybe a good kirtan, so that this soul in the dog's body has also a very, very good passage. I also have received a lot of requests for people who are in difficult health situations, including my own father. And I request you to now end this session by sitting up again. And we will chant again the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya mantra, the opening mantra, and we will try to keep it resonating, keep the space resonating, or keep the sound, I'm sorry, resonating in the heart space. Om. 3 times, please. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vasudevaya.